TV watching. People are still, you know, tuning into the TV for a lot of their entertainment. And we're still seeing about 37 hours a week for your average TV viewer. So a lot of people online, a lot of people still watching TV. And a fun little quiz is, so, let's get everyone awake a little bit. It's kind of an easy one since we know that the title of the topic. But what's the number one offline influence on search behavior? So this was a study done with Jupiter, along with iProspect, being able to, and it surveyed a number of users and asked them, what are some of these offline things that are driven you? And they could choose multiple options. And I filtered the top bottom three things, like, you know, I saw it on a cab or something like that. TV. Shocking, I know. Anyway, so the folks surveyed, this was a couple years ago, 37% of them said that they see an ad on TV and that drives them to search online for more information about that product or service. So it was the number one. It would actually beat out word of mouth, which was very surprising to me. The other interesting stat that we're seeing now, and just as, you know, more people have laptops around the house and people just have those parked on the couch, is 40% of people are actually surfing the web while they're watching TV. And again, it makes a lot of sense that as you're searching online, you see something of interest on TV, you're gonna dive right in and make that search. So I think there's a strong sense, and I'm gonna show that, not only here in sort of from a survey perspective, but later on I'm gonna talk about some of the customers who've been using our product and some of the results they've seen. You know, people who've never done TV before, how's that affecting people driving to their site and people searching for their brand, for their keywords on site. So I think it's a big part of the story, and I wanna talk about that. A setup for this is really, what are we seeing with Google? You know, I guess part of it's like Google and TV, what's going on? You guys are an internet company. What's this all about? And, oops, I lost one of my bubbles. All right, so I'll talk about that. Major industry trends we're seeing. Number one, we think about TV, is the clamor for accountability. One's the business climate. You know, is it a lead generation budget or is it my marketing budget? It's much easier for us to think about that. And a lot of it's driven by the people in this room. Everyone's seeing the ROI that's measurable from the digital team. They can actually point to the site traffic, the leads, the conversions, and that's been a tougher play for a lot of the TV folks. So we think people in this room. So that's what one of the reasons we're trying to think about TV is what can Google do, bring some of the learnings we have in online and bring that to TV. A big part of the enabler for this, and you'll see a strong part of our story, is that measurement piece. If you think about everyone's cable set-top box, or your DVR, it's basically a computer now. Computer hooked up to your TV, your remote control. And now that we have access to that through our partnership with the Dish Television Network, through the Google TV system, we have access to millions of set-top boxes. And we can actually measure, it's not a mouse click, but we're measuring the remote control clicks of people who are actually watching your ad. So we think that's a much more accountable medium, pay for what you get. We think that's a really strong story. As well as in tying that to the online, tying that to search, tying that to website traffic. And we'll talk about that later.